bonin. Ki yitain ish arayayu. The parasha of Shem Mechinim says, when somebody gives his friend something to watch, it says, ki yitain ish arayayu. Klal, that's a klal. Anything I give you, there's a parasha of Shem Mechinim. Then it says, kesef like kelim, prat. Mashmironi shemran money or kelim. Then it says, lishmor, chozav a klal. So comes out, klal or prat or klal, iatadan elekena prat. That the parasha of Shem Mechinim is only on something like these two, like Kesef and Kelim. What does that mean? Maha Prat, just like these two. Mefurish Dovra, Metaltal. You could move around money or Kelim. The Gufay Mammon, they themselves have a clear value to it. Is Af Kol Dovra, Metaltal, the Gufay Mammon. There has to be something in the parasha of Shem Mechinim that has these two. Yotza Karkois, Shein Metaltalin. Karko, you cannot move around. There's no parasha of Shem Mechinim, the halacha of Shem Mechinim does not apply. He does not have to swear when something happens to it. Yotzu avodim shukshna kakois. And Neved Kanani is doimah to karka, has the same halacha as like karka. And yotzu shtarois, shafafi shematatalin, but ain't gufa mammon. They themselves have no value, so there's no chiddush of a Shem Mechinim. So if you accept to watch it, true, you have to watch it, but if something happens, you have right to say something happened, and you'll be potter without a shvua.
What's really the shvimer of a hakulis?
What?
It's not a duba uvis. What is the shvura of a duba uvis
by hakulis? No, it. If something happened to it, why? A ganav can come in and steal it. The paris. He'll steal them. Well, with chuba karko, he'll steal the paris. He'll steal things. He'll ruin it. He'll take away soil. He'll make ditches there. He'll want to come. He needs extra. He needs a ton of karka. So come in and make a ditch there. Take out the karka. So you or the shomer really should have to swear. We say no. There's a miyut. There's no parasha of shomrim by karkois. Hegdish. How do we know if you are shomer for hegdish that you do not have to swear to hegdish? Hegdish reyayu ksiv. And this parasha says ki yitain ish a reyayu. So the special parasha of Shem Mechinim only applies to Reyehu and not to Hegdish. Noisei Socher, in a case where you're paid to watch, that there we say, Yechayiv on Gnevi Aveda. It says, Enim Mishalim. If a Ganav comes and takes it away, you are potter from paying Enim Mishalim. Again, we know, how do we know this in the parasha of Noisei Socher? So true, a Shvua you don't have to swear. But maybe where Yechayiv on Gnevi Aveda, you should have to pay. If somebody stole the Eved, you should have to pay for it. Minolon, the Tana Rabbanan, in this pash also it says, Ki yitain ish ariyeyu klal. Here it says, Chamor, oishor, oiseh, prat. V'chol behema, lishmor, chozo klal. Again, klal, prat, klal. So the same thing, only something on metaltov, grufim amin, ad hegdish, riyeyu ksiv. How do I know there's no pash of Shem Masacha by hegdish? Also it says, Ki yitain ish ariyeyu, it has to be your friend and not hegdish. Now, Rabbi Meir Roimer, Yesh Dvorim Shein Kekarko, V'yenim Kekarko. Certain things are in the karka, they're growing, but still he considers them like metaltlin, that there'll be a shvua, there'll be a moidiv miksas. So much like this, Mechlad Rabbi Meir Sover, the shvua Rabbi Meir holds, Kol HaMechuba LeKarko, Eina Kekarko, that anything that's attached to the ground is not considered like karka, as to have a meaner is, Rabbi Meir holds, karka means ground. Anything that's up off the ground, a tree, any type of tree in the world, the wood is not called like karka. The wood is like a davar metaltal. So Moshe says, that's true. Adamiflagi betunois, why do they argue? I say I gave you 10 vines to watch, that they were full of grapes. And the other one says, no, you only gave me 5 of them to watch. So here Rabbi Meir says, Yechayv emoidiv miksas, and the Rabbanim say no. So why do they argue by vines full of grapes? Liflag bisarukais. They should argue on a tree that have no fruits. A Elon Sorek, it doesn't give off fruits. Argue on a tree itself. So since they argue with Paris, there's something special here. So rather, Elom Rab Yisib Rav Chanina, Ho'cho B'yanovim Oimdois Libotzer Kemiflegi. Yes, we're talking about a special case where these vines, the grapes are completely ripe, and they're supposed to be picked off, and they're about to be picked off. That's the Machloikis. Rabbi Meir saw our kibsuras damyan. Kol oimid lived saras kibotsa domi. Since it's the time now and the season now to pull off these grapes, they're completely ripe. So Rabbi Meir says we consider the grapes as if they're off the tree. They do not need a unika from the tree anymore. They're fully grown already. So it's not called kikarka, but rather kimataltlim.
Rabban and Savri, no. Loike b'tzuras damyin, no. Lamaisa, they're still attached. I'm Shabbos, and if you pick it off the tree, you be chayiv midiraisa. So since the vines are still attached, the grapes are still attached, it's called kakakadami, and therefore einish born alayim. So that's a special machlokes. Only something that's about to be picked off, do we consider it like it's off already? Vilcha shrua, it does not need the unique of the tree. Or no, lamaisa, it's on the tree, it's still called kakarka. Now the Mishnah says, einish boyim elu adova shebemidu v'shebemishkal. It has to be something, an exact measurement. I have to say, I gave you $10, and you say no, only $5. But it has to be a measurement, the taina and the nitva, the taina and the tabeya. Omer Abaye, loishonu elu diyomalei bayistam. Right, I said, I gave you a house full of wheat. I do not say which house, just a house full. We do not know how big the house was. That's called, there's no meter. We do not know how much you're asking for. Avol omalei, bayis zemalei, but if I say I gave you this house full of wheat, so since you say this house, we know what you mean. That's called yudiyah. Tain say, we know what you're asking. That's considered like a measurement. Like what we have to do now is go and call somebody in and measure the house. So we'll know how much square foot there's there, and that's how much tefuah you ask for. So even though you did not say the measurement, but we could measure it for you.
I'm full of smoke. I don't know that. One calls full, the other may not.
Okay, all right. Rashi says, Yediyah time say, Kibon diyomolei bayez zemolei, v'zeh machziroloi chasera, he's given it back, careful, we could measure out exactly how much is missing. Sounds, in a way, when it says bayis moly, means till the ceiling. A full house. It's a warehouse. He's saying, I gave you this warehouse full of wheat. Full means to the gills, to the top, that's it. And he answers back, no, the way it is now, that's why I gave it back to you. So he owes, that's called a taina. Of course, we can measure out. We'll measure out exactly how much is full. And now when he gives it back half full, we'll measure out how much it is. So as if he's saying, I gave you a ton of wheat, and he's saying back, no, I took half a ton of wheat. So that's also considered a yediyah taina say. Amalei Rav says, no, ihachi is so, adatoni sefer. Why does our Mishnah say, what is a good case? Adatoni sefer. Zeroi merad haziz, v'zeroi merad acholoin. I say I gave you this house full until the top beam. And he says, no, I only took the house full until the window, chayiv. That's called the taina that we hear clearly the measurements. Why? Why do we have to go so far? Liflog v'lifnu b'dido. Let's say, even in a case like the ratio, we just said, bayistam, we just said, bayismole. And say like this, b'medvor mamurim, when do we say, stam, bayismole? There's no chiyah shvua, the bayismole. When you did not say which house, you just say, I gave you a house full of wheat. We do not know. It could be a two-story, a three-story, four-story. We don't know how big the house was. Avol bayizeh, but if the person says, this house full of wheat I gave you, bayizeh molei, is chayiv. So why does the safe have to go to a case where they say exact measurements to the window, to the beam? Let them say no, even again, a full house, but you say which house? Ella, so that's the proof, a stam house is also not called a midah. You did not say how much, could be like you're saying, even a full house, we don't know exactly how much is called full, to the ceiling, an inch underneath, 2 inches below, molly, we do not know what it means. Ella rather amarova, liyoyla meinachaya vachiyataninu, bedova shebemidah, beshebemishka, beshebeminyan, that I have to ask you something that has clear an amount to it. There has to be a midah, the amount, the weight, or the amount, how many there are. Meet all the measurements. The yod, then he has to admit back to you, lie a half of that, or something, part of it. But again, b'dava shebemidah, something that has a measurement to it, b'shebemishkal, the weight, b'shebeminyan, the amount. It has to be clearly that he says, I gave it to you up until the beam, and he answers back, no, I only took up until the window. But it has to be an exact measurement in the toyin and the nitin. Chayiv him, right. Shura, Mamadu Mixas, right. Tanya Kavosid Rav, being a proof to Rav, like he's saying now, the tainas have to be clear and a measurement. It says, Kuru Tfuah Li Biyodach.
I gave you over a kur of wheat, the measurement of wheat, to watch. And he says back, no, you have nothing by me. You didn't give me anything. I gave it back to you already. Potter, he's a kaifra keil. Kaifra keil is potter. What about menaira gedoyla yesh to biyodich? I once gave you a big menaira to watch. And he answers back, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no menaira of yours. Ela, but you should know, menaira kitana. But I have a small menaira. So again, potter. Why? Because we don't know how big is big and how small is small. We don't know what a katana means. So therefore, you put it. Azura gedoli yesh to biyodich. I gave you a big azura belt to wrap yourself with. I gave you a big one. Ein lecha biyodi al azura katana. I only have a small belt from you. So potter, again is potter. We do not see an exact measurement. We don't know what big means, what small means. There's no model mix us. Avon. Oh, maloy kur tfuah yesh li biyodach. Valo yoimer ein lecha biyodi al lesach. Not that he said much before the pshat was, he said, I have a small amount. That's nothing. But if he says back, I have half a kur. A chatzi kur is a lesach. I have a measurement of yours of kur. Then chayit, then he's chayit, moid mixas. The same thing. Menoira bas esa litron. I gave you a 10-pound menoira. Yesh li biyodach. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi al bas chomesh litron. I only have a 5-pound menorah from you. So again, chayiv, here it's called the exact amount. And I ask for an amount, and you answer back an amount. That's called moedim mixas yechayiv eshua. Klal l'shodav, what's the general rule over here? Li'olam ein chayiv, you're not chayiv eshua, moedim mixas. Achiyitanenu, bedavah sheva midah, b'sheva mishkol, sheva minyan. That's the malva, the tovei has to ask for an exact amount. How much he wants from you, and v'yod l'cho, you have to admit to some part v'dover shebemida to a measurement v'mishkal a weight or v'minyan an amount. So Mar says now klal l'shodaver. What's this lashon? The general rule when we say klal l'shodaver comes to include another case lasuya mai. What does it come to include? Lav lasuya bayis zemolei. That bayis zemolei is also okay. So what it means to say bayis zemolei means in. Let's say Rav is the one that answered. Because even the case of a bayis, it's not enough just to say I gave you a full house, and he answers back, I gave you this full house, and he answers back, take what's here. No, even in the case of a bayis, still you have to say an exact measurement. You have to say I gave you until the beam, and he took back. He says I'm returning you. I only took until the window. Then you chayiv. Because even in the case of a bayis zemolei, still it's not enough just to say I gave you this full house, but still the price means there has to be a midah, a mishkal, a minyan. There has to be an amount. So that's the proof to Rava. Even in the case where I say I gave you this full house, that's not enough. You have to say I gave it to you until the top beam. And he answers back, no, I only received it until the window. Now, umay shino menoira gedola menoira katana, why do you say that if I say I gave you a big menoira and you say a small one, so you're saying mashitano loy hoydeloy, or mashitoydeloy loy tano? Like they're two separate things. I asked you for a big one. His answer back is a small one. They're two different menorahs. Ihochi bas eser bas chamish nami. Say the same story here also. If I ask you for a 10-pound menorah and you say you only have a 5-pound, luchura is not called moediv mixas. It's a different kind of altogether. Let's consider it two different types of menorahs. One's a 10-pound, and one's a 5-pound. It has nothing to do with a 10-pounder. Mashatarnoloi hoydoloi, or mashatarnoloi loytarnoloi. I'm saying I gave you a 10-pound menorah that time. And you're saying, no, I did not take a 10-pound. What did I take? A 5-pound menorah. That's a different type of a menorah altogether. So why do I say Yechai Bishvu here? It should not be called B'minataina. Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Hocha B'minorah Shel Chulya Saskinen. We're talking about a menorah that has pieces to it, that you could build it bigger and make it smaller. So, to komoidulei minei, when I say a 5-pound means 5 pounds of pieces. In other words, he said, you owe me 25 pieces of the menorah. That's a 10-pounder. He says, no, they only took the menorah with 15 pieces. So only 5 pounds. But that's called a moidulei mixas, because that menorah that you're asking, I agree, I have half of it. Yochi so, Azura Nami, Azura also Nisni Vlukmi, Bidalifi.
You have to tell me now the belt also, talking about a certain type of a belt that you could make smaller, make bigger, in order to have pieces to the belt, that you could build up the belt bigger or smaller. Ella Bidali Ifi Loikatani, it does not say that type of a belt. In other words, a belt is also the same question. A belt is one size. So I say I gave you a size 50. And he said they took a size 24, it's a different belt altogether. I did not take a 50 belt, but a 24 belt, it's a different belt. So, Hachinami Bishal Choyus Loikatani, it does not say that the menorah was made out of pieces. So why by menorah Yechayiv? Ella Raz Omer Rabba Bamamo. Shani menorah is different. A menorah that's made out of silver or gold, the pshat is it's the silver of it. So I say I gave you a 10-pound menorah, it's possible to take that menorah and rub it down to make it into 5 pounds. So the menorah itself could be a 5-pounder, could be a 10-pounder. You could take the silver and rub it off. The goroi. So therefore, since it's possible to take the metal off, and make it down to a 5-pounder, this is considered mimin hataina. I'm saying I gave you like 10 pounds worth of silver, and he's answering back, no, I only took 5 pounds worth of silver. This is considered mimin hataina.
Yeah. How do we know b'midah b'minyan that the Gemara doesn't darshan from a pasuk that's less klal? It just says in Svara. Yitai says, look, El Davashav Amin Yitai says, Tirish Riva, nearly, to Mehida Shina Bresh Ruba, Salma Lemute Davashaina Mesuyim, Vaino Vulei Midu Vimishka Vimininin. It's not for the word Salma. Salma says, extra teach us, it has to be an exact amount. Alright.
And the Mishnah says, Hamalves Chaverwa Alamashkin, if I lent you money, but I take a security. I said, listen, I'll lend you the $100, but give me something to hold security. Give me a mashkin back. And now what happened was, the yovet hamashkin. The malve lost the mashkin. So now the question is, how much was the mashkin worth? Oh, maloy. So the malve says to the loyver like this, listen, sell il v'sicholov. I lent you a seller. That's 4 dinrin. I gave you 4 dinrin. V'shekel o yeshava. And true, I took a mashkin back, which was only worth half of that. It was only worth 2 dinrin, a shekel. So it comes out, I'm still saying, you owe me a shekel. True, I lost the lamashkin, so I take away a shekel's worth, but you still owe me another shekel. So the malva is still asking for a shekel. V'alo yoyim, the lay answers back and says, no, loy ki el sel il v'sin olov. True, you lent me a seller, but the seller, how you shava? I complain back and say, the mashkin was worth a seller. So I'm saying, I owe you 0. In such a lacha pata, that's called the kaifrakel. In plain language, he's asking for a seller, he's asking for a shekel, and he's saying, no, I do not owe you the shekel. So that's a kaifrakel, he's pata from a shrua. What's going to be if the malva says, sell el v'sicholom, listen, I lent you a seller, and the shekel or yeshava, this mashkin was only worth a shekel, so you still owe me a shekel. V'alo yoyma, the labor enters the back, light. No, it's not true what you're saying. Ki el estela hil v'sicholov. I agreed that I borrowed a seller from you. But you should know, o shloisha dinrin hoyeshava. It was worth 3 dinrin. So in other words, I only owe you 1 dinar. Not a shekel, only a dinar. So it comes out, chayiv yechayiv eshvua. Because in plain language, he's asking for a shekel, 2 dinrin, and you're agreeing to 1 dinar. So you're a mighty mixas, you have to swear. What's going to be the opposite case now? Selehil v'sinu alav ushtayim ayeshava. The leiva now is coming to complain back to the malva. Listen, what's going on here? You only lent me 1 seller, but the mashkin I gave you was worth 2. So the leiva is coming to the malva and saying, listen, you owe me back a seller now. I'm free, and you owe me a seller. The malva answers back and says, "Lo, it's not true. Ki el seller hel v'sicholav, the seller hayeshava. That the loan was a dollar to seller, and the mashkin was worth a seller. So the kids say, I'm potter. I don't have to pay you a penny. So lach is potter. The malva is potter again. He's a kofra. Curl is potter. What's going to be seller hel v'sicholav? The loiv says, listen, I lent from you a seller. Ushtayim hayeshava. Well, listen, the mashkin was worth 2, so you still owe me a seller." So the kitsa, the laver, is asking the malva for a seller. V'alo yoyman, the malva enters back. Lo, it's not true. El a seller, el v'sicholov. Bechamisha Dinyun HaYeshava, I agree though that the mashkin was worth more than the loan. I only lent you 4 dinrin, a seller, and what I took from you was worth 5. So I agree that I owe you 1 dinner. So the kids, so the laborer is asking for 2 dinrin, and the malv admits to 1 dinner. In such a case, chayiv, his chayiv eshua might have a mixas. And this the Mishnah is turning over. On this, the Mishnah asks, Omi Nishba, who has to swear the Shua might be mixas? Which we'll see in the Gemara, which case, what's the more asking, but who swears the Shua might be mixas? Misha Pekodin Etzloi. Chura means the Malva. The one that's holding the Mashkin, he is the one that has to swear how much the Mashkin was worth. Why? Because otherwise, if the Leiva would swear how much it's worth, we're afraid, Shema Yishav Azeh, maybe the Leiva will swear, like he's saying, how much the Mashkin is worth. And then 2 minutes later, the Malva will bring out the Mashkin. And then we'll prove it that you swore false. But since it's a Shiloh, maybe it'll be a Shua Shav. So therefore, a Shua Sheker, we say right away, let the Malva swear, the one that's holding the Pekodin, he has to swear how much it's worth.
Even if the Leiva says that it was worth
it. Right. Well,